For young adults who are now entering that phase of life in their 30s where things start to really kind of settle in and focus, perhaps your first career job is really starting to take off. Perhaps you're married and beginning to start a family and purchasing your first home. So now is the right time to begin to think about retirement for sure. Ashley Michiquet, she is the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors, joining us today to remind all you 30-year-olds what should be on your radar with regard to your retirement. Good morning, Ashley. Thanks for joining us again today.
Good morning, Brenda. It's great to be here.
Ashley, it seems to me like I could remember that as every year that we kind of grew as a family, we started to earn more money, but also the expenses seemed to grow. And so thinking about retirement, along with having children, buying a home, maybe thinking about Catholic education for our kids, well, it was a good thing our income was growing because, well, it seemed like the needs were even greater. But the 30s is really when people need to have a solid plan in place to think about retirement. So what are those things that people in the 30s should definitely have on their radar now?
Right. Well, you're exactly right, Brenda. I call the 30s the decade of competing priorities because, as you said, you have most people are having kids in their 30s. They're trying to buy a house. Last I checked, the average age of a first-time home buyer was 36, and that's actually gone up a little bit. So, you know, right smack dab in the middle of your 30s, people are trying to buy a house. A lot of people in their 30s are still trying to pay off student loans. But the good news is that, as you said, we tend to be a bit more established in our chosen career, so your income does go up. And what that should allow is some additional funds, additional availability of money to be able to start saving for retirement if you hadn't done that, started saving in your 20s. So I think, you know, there's a big temptation as your income goes up is to use that higher income to upgrade other things, you know, buy nicer things, a nicer car or, you know, and again, we have all these competing financial priorities that make it difficult still, even in your 30s, even if you are well established, even if you have a good income to save for retirement. So, yes, I think it is difficult, but I think the important thing in your 30s, if you are able to save even just a little bit, like, you know, if you're not saving anything right now and you're in your 30s, but you have access to a 401k, or if not, you can even save money in an IRA, you get a tax deduction for that too. So it helps you on your taxes. But, you know, even just saving 1 or 2% of your income, if you're not saving anything right now, you're not going to feel it that much. It's not going to hurt financially, but at least you kind of get your foot in the door and starting to save for retirement. Because you do need time on your side. Saving for retirement, saving for anything long-term, having 30 years or more of consistent savings for retirement is really, really important. And so, you know, we can't wait till our 40s or 50s to start saving for retirement. So the 30s is the sweet spot where you probably can afford to do it, but you just have to make sure it doesn't get lost in all the other competing financial priorities.
Ashley, you just mentioned there to just begin, even if you can do 1 or 2%. What is the ideal percentage that people should be putting away at any age, but especially in your 30s?
Yes, that's a great question. A good target to shoot for is saving about 10% of your income consistently for retirement. And, you know, if you have an employer that is matching or providing an additional contribution, you know, that little boost that you get can help quite a bit as well. So maybe if they're saving 4% on your behalf, maybe you only need to save 6%. And so 10% is a good rule of thumb to use because it helps you to see, okay, am I a little bit behind? What do I need to shoot for? But I do hesitate to say it because if you're saving 0% or 1%, getting to 10% can seem like, you know, climbing sure to the top of a mountain. So the most important thing is to just start where you are, start saving consistently. I've run the numbers on this before, and you can save, you know, if you're making $40,000 a year and you save 3% of your income, and you know your income goes up a little bit every year, you're getting some matching dollars, you can still, just saving 3%, you can still build up a nest egg that's worth, you know, $400,000, $500,000.
Wow.
So the key, though, is that that's over a 30-year time period of saving. And so that's why it's so important to start saving early, because maybe you don't end up need to save more than 3%, 4%, 5%, 6% if you're doing it from as early as possible for as long as possible. So there's no hard and fast rule, but 10% of your income consistently in your working years as set aside for retirement savings would be a really good target to shoot for, because it ensures you'll have options. You know, you can get to your late 50s, early 60s, and not be forced to work until you're 75.
Sure. Ashley Michikay is the CEO of True North Retirement Advisors and is one of the Leadership Circle members here at Mater Dei Radio. She's joining us today as we continue our series about planning for retirement. Listen up, 30-year-olds, this interview is for you. Ashley, as we were preparing for our interview, I was talking to you a little bit about how, and we've heard this many times before, that for certain generations, definitely for the boomer generation and maybe some of Gen X, that people entered into a job and stayed with a company throughout their career. But over the generations now, and less, and perhaps more for these millennials who are in their 30s, that they are going to be moving several times in career and not spend an entire time at one place. So is that important for them to, though, if they have the access to those matching funds, to keep it within a retirement program that their employer sets up for them? Or should they be spending and looking at retirement savings through outside retirement programs?
Yeah, that's a great question. So there definitely is an order of the right order to save in different accounts. So yes, if you do have a 401k or access to some type of similar retirement plan through work, especially if it's providing matching dollars, you do want to prioritize saving in that, especially because for most people, you're going to get some type of tax benefit as well. But yes, there are obviously other accounts that you want to save into, like, you know, making sure you have emergency savings just in your checking savings account that's going to provide financial breathing room. There are other accounts, if you have access to them, like health savings accounts, that are, I think, an incredible vehicle for saving as well, both short-term and long-term. So yes, the 401k or the retirement plan at work isn't the only thing that you could or necessarily should be saving in, but it is such a key component, because you get usually a tax deduction on what you contribute, then it grows tax deferred, so you're not paying taxes on it every year, and you only pay tax on it on the back end when you take money out. So having that kind of tax benefit, it's too good to not take advantage of.
Okay. That's great information to keep in mind, too. And of course, always to have experts like you, that if you do change a job, there is a rollover and a reinvestment that has to happen from an old account into a new one. And so I know you're available to answer any questions. Where can listeners go, Ashley, if they want to find out more information and maybe seek your advice?
Yes, if you go to truenorthra.com, and they can also check out my podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts as well. It's Retirement Quick Tips. So I talk about these every day for, you know, 3 to 5 minutes every single day, just talking about retirement and all things retirement.
Oh, perfect. You know, find your niche and specialize in it for sure. That's what you've done, Ashley. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll talk to you again in a few weeks.